Thank you to each and every last one of y'all for tuning in with us tonight. I want you to give a round of applause for the creator, you know, allowing us to see another day, a day we've never seen before, and I'm quite sure a day we'll never get to see again, family. This time, give yourself a round of applause just to be who you are. That's right. See, it's August the 2nd, family, and I'm excited. You know why? Because it's holiday season. It's holiday. It is August. We declaring August National Entanglement Month. Goddamn right, you heard it. August is National Entanglement Month. So that's where that's the line that I'm going, the direction on the podcast for the remainder of August. Every time I'm doing a show, it's going to be based around, you know what I mean, sitting around relationship, the ups and downs and the woes, man. You dig? Today's episode is being brought to you by, salute to my girl, Nails by Queen Rashida Muhammad. Again, Nails by Rashida Muhammad. So Nails by Raj, you can go look her up. You can check out her YouTube channel. Check out our Instagram, Facebook. Again, that's Nails by Raj, R-A-H. Just look for the NBR logo. She's got a lot of informative videos, you know, not just offering her service, you know, being a black, being a woman, you know, a black-owned woman, nail tech, but she's also offering, you know, lessons and tips and advice on how, you know, you ladies can get out there and do your own thing, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, nails and shit go. So salute to my homegirl, Nails by Ra. Y'all go make sure y'all go check her out. This episode also being brought to you by, you know what, I'm going to get to that in a second. But family, y'all already know what this is. It's National Entanglement Month. And so salute to my boy, B-Mo Ben. You know what I mean? It's only right that we go down this road anyway. You know what I mean? Yes, you did. You know what I'm saying? Something in my brother did. Trying
to change what it is. That's when the problems occur. So, you know, let's just do what we do. She wanted more than a friendship, yeah she did.
Yes,
she never
did.
Lost none of her faith with the kids.
Cause I had it, she hit it, we split it, admit it, commitment, we did it, yes we did.
Yeah, she wanted more than a friendship, yeah she did.
Yes,
she never
did.
Lost none of her faith with the kids.
Cause I had it, she hit it, we split it, admit it, commitment, we did it, yes we did.
Yeah. Hey yo, I came up. Up and a lot of jealousy, out of control, feeling close to a felony. She know how I go anytime, get a quick relief, drink and sip in peace, kick up my feet, relax, get a massage on my back. Then she goggle on a pickle to her mouth like ah. Small talk out the door, Patron on the counter, shorty, yo lord. In a lingerie, one is so bad on the tape. Tell me bust it in her face. Finish up, she feed me grace. Then she feed me steak.
Then she feed me steak.
Rice up on the plate. Smile up on my face. Then she slide them panty drawers down to her ankles. Once she take the top off, titties just hang low. Then she let me keep my mouth closed. Fuck it, go for what we know. What's up?
She
wanted more than a friendship. Yeah, she did. Never lost none of faith with the kids.
Cause I had it, she hit it, we split it, admit it, commitment, we did it, yes we did.
Yeah, she wanted more than a friendship, yeah she did.
Yes, she
never
did.
Lost none of faith with the kids.
Cause I had it, she hit it, we split it, admit it, commitment, we did it,
yeah.
Yes we did.
Yeah.
Charlie, you nasty though. Why you think I don't ask you for no hug when I come past you? So kinda remind me of the average hoe. Get chance of use to the average dope. Ain't no ordinary average Joe, no chance, and you ain't rabbit. Why you playing around my cabbage folk? Ain't nobody better, ho. That don't even matter, slow. Bitches know I'm looking for the chickens with the batter, though. Stuff shit, kinda itchy type of shit that make you miss me. Licking honey off your titty cream, and now you're screaming. Picture me with your foe, I forget ya. Before I up and hit ya, I'd rather hit your sister. And I take a picture of a bitch before I kiss her. Before I give you up, I let you lick my dick up. Until you get the hiccups, she's stuck. I'm about to pick my shit up. I know you think of my shit, huh? But I'm like, bruh, I think she's stuck. Who gives a fuck? Then fuck, who's giving a fuck? Whenever I tell your friends, come and go with me.
Coming soon. That's already out right now. Y'all want to check that out on. I know it's on. I saw my story. She was on Pandora as well. iTunes, Apple, all that. Y'all can check out my boy D-Mo Big. He's been an awesome project, man. You know, boy clocking, you know, 25 years. You know, 25 year history, man. You know, being in the game and, you know, making the things happen from all facets. So, again, salute. To my brother, B-Mo Ben. Family, anybody y'all checking in, just checking in with us on the YouTube. Salute to each and every last one of y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like, hit that subscribe, hit that share button. Bring a little flavor over here. You did. You know what I mean? Salute to everybody that's listening in. Anchor FM family, Breaker family, Pocket Cast family, Overcast family, Spotify family, Google Podcast family, iTunes, Apple, wherever you listening to this, SoundCloud, salute to each and every last one of y'all. We do appreciate each and every last one of y'all for checking in with us on this August the 2nd, second day into National Entanglement Month. You goddamn right, it's National Entanglement Month. Get away though, family. It's also being brought to you by, because we honoring, you know, and I'm feeling good about this, an upcoming interview. I'm trying to lock down the schematics on exactly, but homegirl, my homegirl, Queen MC. Why I don't see what we looking for? All right, let's see. My homegirl, Queen MC, lovely Miss Miriam Craft. Man, talking about a bomb sale, y'all. Look what we doing. Look what we doing. Hold on, man, but I want y'all to see, you know what I mean? Queen, you know, a down single out right now. You know, you gotta take my word for it, man. Y'all go, make sure y'all go up on follow her right now up on IG. Search Miriam Craft. You know what I mean? Hit a link tree, Miriam Craft. You go and get you some merchandise. Things she got going on. The trailer for her single that's out right now. Y'all go and check my whole girl Miriam Craft out, man. Project out right now. Single out right now, rather. On Apple Music, she actually sent me the link. I was just checking out, jamming out to it. And Queen will be joining the Vainbury podcast during our entanglement, entanglement month. So we can't wait, and I'm really looking forward to that. They'll send out and having a conversation with the Queen on everything that she got going on, you know, with that, and a couple of more surprises for y'all, too, in regards to Miss Miriam Craft, but y'all already know how it goes on over here at Blackadelic Entertainment, you know. can get the representation and exposure you deserve. I can't do nothing but throw it out there to you. You got to come on in. You got to bring it on in. You dig? Yo, let me ask y'all something, man. Moving right along. Let's jump into the bullshit. And indeed, it is bullshit, right? What y'all, what we doing with 6ix9ine, man? What we doing with this guy, man? Because I want y'all to see the shit this man had to say about. What this guy had to say about, you know, a lot of our fallen greats in the game. Now, before I play this and share this, let's see, let me pull it up real quick. Let's see. Y'all go ahead and check out on the channel where I was watching on All Urban Central. You see, I go follow All Urban Central on YouTube. Subscribe to their channel. Go check them out. Subscribe to Blackadelic Entertainment channel. While y'all, you know, yeah, hit that like and subscribe button, man. You know what I mean? So I want. So I'm gonna just play this, man. I'm gonna play this for y'all, and then I come back and get my 2 cents. You know what I mean? I'm gonna do it like that. I'm gonna play this, and then I pull back up.
Yo, 6ix9ine got security with him. What's the problem with security? Yeah, nah, hip hop don't like security. They don't like security. Yo, all right. So hip hop don't like security, but hip hop. Look, hear this. Hip hop does not like security, but hip hop loves Nipsey Hussle. Hip hop loves Pop Smoke. Hip hop loves XXX. What I mean by that, if you really love your favorite rapper, love security too, nigga. Because without security, your favorite rapper would have been here. You know X is my friend. Me, you,
it.
And X used to speak together.
I love X. I love X. Right.
Me, you, and X, I think you're the one that told me to reach out to X.
Yeah, I connected y'all, and I'm so proud of that.
And X told me, yo, boy, get security. Like, what?
What's the vibe? I want you to be safe, though. Hold on.
Yo, listen, I'm going to tell you this much. A lot of people want to say, yo, why you always around a whole bunch of security? Why you always going? Why your favorite rapper is dead right now with bullet holes in his face? What are you talking about? Why is your favorite rapper getting shot in the face and all that? Huh? Your favorite rapper getting shot in your face, getting shot in your, like, I'ma keep security with me. Y'all ain't gonna RIP me, nigga. Y'all not gonna put me on the t-shirt. You heard? I let y'all niggas be gangsters, because y'all be too gangsta for me. I've been holding my tongue, because I said, you know what? I'm on house arrest. It's a lot of disrespect. Niggas said they wanted the old 6ix9ine back. Nah, for real, though. Niggas said they wanted the old 6ix9ine back. Tell these niggas stop dissing me from hell. What you talking about? Should I have security on me? You heard? Niggas getting kicked in y'all face, all type. You gotta be in me, you heard? You gotta be in me. Talking about, oh, 6ix9ine be with security. God, nigga, what you think? I want to be these dead niggas? You think I want to be added to the niggas who died, nigga? That's a dub, nigga. Y'all gonna hate me before I die, nigga. That's a dub. A body getting caught up, getting shot at, dumb? You heard? That niggas is crazy. Like I said, man, I'm comfortable how I am, man. It's my life. Walk around with security. Duh, I'm going to walk around with security. But you want me to die and then be like, what? Where was the security? You know, I will never live my life in fear, ever. I will never live my life in fear. You heard? I can't. I'ma leave that to y'all niggas. I'ma leave that to y'all niggas living y'all life in fear. Getting hit all in y'all shit. You heard? Rest in peace to the fallen soldiers, but that's on y'all. Where my son Academics at? He back outside New York. What up? Your king is back. You heard? I'ma show how niggas do this one. Watch this. I'ma show how niggas do this one. Oh, yo, act.
All right, man. All right. Where the fuck do we begin? So look, all right. Now I'm gonna go back a little bit without regurgitating points and shit that I done already made. What's going on right here? You know, without regurgitating points that I done already made already, right? I'm confused as fuck on exactly how gang culture works. You know, maybe I'm a little detached, you know what I mean, being in my 30s now. Maybe I'm detached from, a little too far detached from the street, because, you know, for one, I'm from the A, born and raised from Atlanta, real Atlanta, right? Before, you know, we out there before it was what it is, it's gang cultures, right? You know, I'll see this more been shit been more territory as opposed to gang. I guess, you know, because now you got all these guys in the same sense from different neighborhoods. It wasn't really like that. You know what I mean? It was niggas, you from over there, you from over here. Whatever the fuck you do. Like, we, you know what I mean? You know what it was. The phrase honor amongst thieves, right? Why should there be when they're thieves? It's not a noble... not a noble, I guess you say, occupation, if you will. It's not a noble occupation where honor is something that should be valued. So, taking things into consideration, man, the L's, everybody involved, I'm talking about like, not necessarily involved, but who's directly connected to this young man in any kind of way. Be that Brooklyn, city of Brooklyn, y'all all together now. Join hands. Lock on. I want you to Brooklyn, right? Nine Trey Bloods, or whatever, Blood Gang, Bloods. Everybody join in. Got Nine Trey Bloods, All Bloods, Brooklyn, hip hop industry, the music industry. Join hands. Every goddamn goon, savage motherfucker that been commenting on this young man, pages and all that. Lock in. All together now, lock in. And hold this motherfucking L, y'all. Big one, too. So, shout out to Vodafly, man. I need me an L like that, man, for these. Blah, 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 blah. You know? Y'all put the battered man back. Like when the Pop Smoke track first was leaked, right? Apparently there's a line in it. I've yet to listen to it. I'm, you know, this is no disrespect to Pop Smoke. I don't know the man, the young guy. I don't know him. I didn't know him. I wasn't a follower of his music or anything. I had, it's the only song that I know of this young man joint that come on the radio or whatever. I don't know. And from what I'm hearing, the stuff that I've been hearing since, you know, a lot of it, you know, kind of sounded the same. So I couldn't tell you which song, you know, I you know, have been following or what's on the radio. But for whatever that is, you know what I mean, he's an artist, young brother out there, you know, trying to make his money, trying to do his thing. And to get, you know, to get taken out in the process. Very unfortunate in a time in there. But Pop Smoke supposedly before he you know was killed, you know, recorded a lot of his music in this album that was just, you know, released. And the young man, this Pop Smoke supposedly had a line about 6ix9ine in it. And when it came out, people, you know, had started tagging him, of course. Of course, this young girl, Academics, I'm going to get to that in a second. But, of course, he tagged him in the post or whatever. You know, people were tagging him saying that Pop Smoke dissed him, you know, on the record. And what he tweeted out, which I thought was real noble, he tweeted out, you know, let that man rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, which is real big. So, like, whether he did diss him or not, he's dead. You know what I'm saying? No coming back from that, which they had nothing to do with him. So I took that as a real noble gesture. Today, the young man said to have been officially released from paperwork. There's no more ties to, you know, the snitching obligations that he had to fulfill with the feds. I guess that's all a wrap. He's officially off paperwork, so he celebrates by going out in the streets of Brooklyn and shooting a music video. Sorry, y'all. Going out to the streets of Brooklyn and shooting a music video. And that was Hamilton Paul. You know, he's walking down the street now. He's back feeling himself again. This is where the shit started. He's back feeling himself again. You know, making these outlandish, you know, disrespectful comments. And the brother disrespected Nipsey Hussle, disrespected Pop Smoke, all the dead guys, saying that, you know, if they would have had security, you know, they'll still be alive. But in the way that, you know, he was, you know, saying, you know, they rappers out here getting shot in the face and all this shit, man. Young man. I hope the security guards that you do have, I hope they family members, bro. What I mean by that, I hope they family members, because family members, I don't think you paying them guys enough to dive in front of bullets for you, bro. You ain't the Secret Service, bro. You know what I mean? You ain't the Secret Service, man. And I don't know what kind of deal you got or anything like that, but you're going to hopefully have to start touring at some point. You got to come all the way out. Walking down the street, broad daylight, Manhattan, yeah, that's one thing. But you ain't at where nobody yet, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't with nobody yet. So you what point you proving? You ain't walking in the lines, man. You just outside because you think because you just out, you went to the zoo, that makes you an animal. No, you got to jump in the lines then, bro, and make it out. Fuck who with you, because you see him playing, man. You think that shit's something, so you don't really know. Maybe. You know you ain't felt it your way. You see what I'm saying? Because nobody was calling no hits on you. But see, the type of thing that you're doing, it ain't gonna take now, man. I God forbid, I don't wish that upon nobody, but you shaping it up for somebody to do something to your ass out of love, homie. That ass, motherfucker, do something out of love for Nip. Feeling like they, for put it like me, man. If I was related to Pop Smoke, right? And you, it is what it is, man. If I was related to Pop Smoke, Nip, Triple X, any one of them, and it was at a point where I didn't get a chance to fix, you know, our relationship or anything, somebody, if we weren't just right or whatever, before that person passed away, oh, I would definitely honor their death, man, by doing something to you for that coming. No question. And at that point, you know what I mean? At that point, when it comes to those real values, which you loyalty value, which you don't know nothing about, homie, when it comes to family. Because look how you did them other brothers that put their life on the line for you. Look how you doing your kids. Look how you doing your kids' mothers. So clearly, loyalty and valuing things is not something that you really stand for. So you wouldn't really understand. But that love, homie, that'll get you hurt. Stay tuned, man. That's all I got to do is stay tuned, man. You know, and you think you dodged that. You know, ain't no coming back from death, homie. Ain't no trolling from the grave. And remember one thing, and that's the thing that you're failing to realize with all the success and whatever number ones that you getting, that shit coming out of hype. It ain't coming out of love, man. You're not. Like, you think you're going to go down in the history books as one of the greats. I don't know if that's what you're looking for or not, but I don't know if you think you're going down as one of the greats. And I hope the deal and everything you got is A1 and correct, man, and you ain't just sitting around here with no bunch of loans and shit and label don't put you out, because you're going to be indebted to them folks for the rest of your life, man. And they're going to seize every asset you got. I mean, you ain't Michael Jackson and them, right? Prince wasn't one of them niggas. Oh, it's going to happen. Believe it. And, you know, but again, I don't wish that on nobody, man, but, you know, I tell my boys, man, you know, we punish ourselves, man. Nobody can do anything to you, you know what I mean? You make your own choice, and you take the consequences that come with those trusts, man. Price on it, whether it's $10 million, $20 million, whatever. Whatever you sitting on, man, I hope it's worth it. I hope it's worth it, man. But I just know me, man. Like, you know, and anybody that's really, you know what I mean, really from the mud, man, and hold real values, you know what I mean, would agree with this statement, man. Like, I'd rather have my people, bro. The money ain't worth it. I can trade the money, you know what I mean, for the respect, the love, the respect for my kids. But, man, you playing, I'm telling you. That's when this shit gonna hurt. I let you literally don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously not, man. You got young, beautiful girl, bro. You know what I'm saying? And you're a weirdo, bro. You're a duck, man. I know what's going on, man. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. So that's that. And I'm off that shit, cause that type of shit get me heated a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit you do, that type of shit, homie, that shit get me heated a little bit, because I ain't from that era, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not from the era where a lot of you young boy, y'all, you know, and again, the shit y'all do is just so fucking weird. Shit you do so weird, man. But y'all already got to know what time it is, man. September the 12th. Going down, man. It's going down on September the 12th. Hold on. Let me get that out. Let me share this with y'all, man. If y'all don't know. Y'all don't know what's about to happen. About to happen, man. Well, side by side with it. Yo, this shit is gonna be exciting, yo, cause like, hey, man, 51 years old, 54 years old, this gotta be one of the biggest, biggest fights in history. Yo, Mike was originally, he was originally supposed to fight Shannon Briggs. I don't know, I don't know what happened, and Shannon Briggs said it'll be saying that, he was saying that Mike, he think Mike might have turned it down. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, maybe this Roy Jones thing is just a warm-up for him. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this Roy Jones joint is just a warm-up. You know what I'm saying? In order to get ready. You know what I'm saying? For Shannon Briggs. Shannon Briggs, a big boy. And he's in shape. So, man, like, and then these guys, man, like, both, you know, with legends in their own right. I heard Charlamagne the God say, like, overall, Roy Jones Jr. had a better boxing career than Mike Tyson. I don't know if I agree with that. He said, I don't know if I agree with that, man. You know what I'm saying? They said Mike didn't really get, he didn't really fight nobody. That's bullshit. Mike didn't start losing until he got to the end of his career. And I think Mike had done been hit a little too much. You know what I'm saying? That TCE shit is real. My own personal opinion, I think Mike need to get checked out for this. You know what I'm saying? Because Mike already wasn't right, man. You know? And, you know, Jamie Foxx training right now, you know what I mean? He's bulking up, too. Getting ready to play Mike Tyson in the movie. Well, that shit gonna be good. And Jamie kind of look like it, too. And, you know, he do his good with his voice already, man. So, that's so, hey, Mike back, man. Mike get it, you know what I mean? Mike coming back, you know what I mean? Getting his shine, getting his, you know, getting his shit up for the year. That's too many looking. But they both looking good, man. See. Mike coming at me, man. Well, Jones is like fast as shit, man.
What? We're not born to be humble. We're born to be humble.
Everybody knows it.
Box was a full sport. He dominated. His legs are huge. His thighs are huge. His arms are huge. His neck is huge. So it's like, it's very risky, yes, but God's in control of the ball. I was beating everybody in every weight class I was in. What is she going to do? It's like David and Goliath. He's the giant monster we know.
And my ego's with me, and I'm saying, you think you fly, huh? You ain't shit. Look, the amateur getting here, kick your ass. You better get on top of your game. I'm going to get back in front of these people.
And I'm little old David, who only has God on my side.
He
was
all I need. And then the other,
he's
gonna say,
you, watch what I'm gonna do.
Hey. Tell y'all something, man. If you're a boxing fan, you land on this one. We waiting on this one. If you're a real boxing fan, you waiting on this one, man. Damn. Yo, so then what happens after that, man? I saw Holyfield training too, like all Holy, Holyfield get ready. Everybody get ready to step back in. You know, I think, you know, my concern is safety. I don't know nobody's ever fought, you know, professionally. They only scheduled for 8 rounds. Nobody's ever fought, you know, and then to my knowledge, I don't know if there ever been any 50-year-old fucking boxer out there throwing it like these guys for the throw, man. But for that reason, I don't know if this is healthy. You know what I mean? I don't know, you know, how they go about, you know, deciding. How did they do physicals or anything like that? The old man should do a CAT scan or something like that again, man. But hopefully these boys don't hurt each other. You know what I mean? You know, nobody get, you know, real hurt, permanent damage, anything like that. But, and Roy had said, I had watched an interview that he was doing earlier, and he had said that he said fighting Mike now is more dangerous than if he'd have fought him back in his prime, in their prime, either prime, because Mike know he ain't got the win. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna have the stamina. Neither one of them know, they both know they ain't gonna have the stamina that they had when they was younger. You know, so he's like, he knows Mike is such a powerful puncher, and he gonna be looking for, and them devastating blows, them power punches gonna be, the power gonna be doubled up in those punches early because he know he's not long winded. So he gonna be looking for them haymakers, man. So like two men of powerful ass Mike Tyson. Oh, now it's Mike Tyson with old man strength. Add it with it. Y'all know them old man strength is hell. So the old man strength Mike got. Now he gonna have to put back that shit again, Roy. That bro, get me wrong. Roy is one of the fastest, one of the best defensive fighters in the game, best counterpunchers in the game of his time. But see, Mike, man, Mike one of them boys that can get in there, bro. September the 12th, y'all, we talking like a month, and I can't fucking wait, man. Live news, Mike, I don't know. We're going to figure this out. We're going to figure out what we're doing for you. But I am taking all bets. And I got Mike with the knockout. I'm going to go with Mike Tyson with the knockout, man. It makes sense. This is, yeah, this is time. Or I hope Roy Jones don't kill Mike, man. Oh, man, I hope Mike don't have no brain aneurysm or nothing like that. None of them, man. But I don't know, man. I don't know. But again, I you know, my best goes out to those bucks. Either way. Something else I probably been talking with y'all about. Yo, salute to my girl Marion Craft again. Salute to you, Queen. That chick's fine as well, is it, boy? Hello, sorry. I'm trying to get my notes in because I think the problem is I be, you know, put them all kind of ways that I forgot. Okay, I don't know where I was going. I done lost my notes. Fuck. I mean, no, not that. Okay. Yeah, I don't lost my notes, so it is what it is. But National Black Entanglement Month. What does I want to talk about? That was fucking 6'9", bitch ass. Mike Tyson, them fights. I don't know. I don't forgot what the hell it was. Yeah, but anyway, yeah. National Black Entanglement Month, family. I guess that might have to, you know, 7 to 20 minutes. I hate when I do this. I apologize. Y'all know I stay on RNT, and you know what I mean? I'm trying to do too much and not end up getting much done at all. So, you know, and again, I do apologize for that. So again, family, I want y'all go and check out episode. Again, this episode was brought to you by my home girl, Rashida Muhammad. It's Nails by Ra. Y'all can go and follow her on Instagram, Facebook. Check out her YouTube channel. Again, that's Nails by Ra. And also being brought to you by the lovely, Inconquerable Bombshell, Miss Miriam Craft family. Oh, yeah. Beautiful Miss Miriam Craft. Y'all go and check Miriam out. Y'all make sure y'all go and check Miriam out down, because she will be up on the podcast. I'm actually going to start making a flyer in the next hour or two. Miriam Craft is an upcoming artist based out of Atlanta, Georgia. She sings, raps, brings great melodic vibes to her music. She started taking music seriously in 2018 when she dropped an unreleased song on SoundCloud and YouTube called When It's Over. After that, she dropped a few other singles on the platforms as well. Her current song, Down, and music video is currently on YouTube and all platforms that you go listen to your music at, right? So make sure to support her and shop for her merch today. You can get all that info and more, and see some, oh my God, see them pigs. Go fellas, ladies. Go look in the picture, man. Follow her on IG at Miriam Craft. That's at MARYAM.CRAFTA. And on Twitter at Creative Craft MC. At Creative Craft MC. At CREATIVECRAFTMC. Y'all go and check out, look up Apple Music. And go and check out Single Man Down. Again, lovely Miss Miriam Craft, family. Lovely Miss Miriam Craft, man. Y'all saw that. So, again, family, again, Spud Pimp Black YouTube family. So, y'all hit that like, hit that subscribe, hit that share button. Any questions or comments, feel free if you want to listen to us wherever you're listening to us at. If you're through the Anchor app, feel free to donate. You can go to Anchor FM and Divine Verdict, or you can send it straight to Cash App if you like. $ Blackadelic Entertainment, family. Make sure, and Divine Verdict Podcast is Blackadelic Entertainment production. Visit our official website at blackadelicentertainment.com. BLACKADELICENT.com, family. Other than that, I digress. Water. So,